Actually, this kind of thing where you know you have needs, even after God releases you out of Egypt, you can hardly survive on the way. You can start helping God, giving God foreign aid. That's how a lot of pastors and church leaders start compromising. They will tell you, we are raising money for building the church. Then they have the freedom to misappropriate the money and use it for buying their own car. In government, when you misappropriate, you'll be jailed. Because misappropriation is another word for stealing. Because if I gave you money for a particular purpose, you don't have the freedom to convert it to another purpose without clearing with the giver. I was not giving you for the car, I was giving for the church. God is saying He knows you need a car. You do not have to manipulate your congregants. God Himself will sort out your need of the car because He knows you need it. Unless, of course, you are asking for it as a luxury. The same thing, you instead of telling a girl, I love you, I want to marry you say, God has told me you must marry me. Now, it's important to understand if God knows your need of a wife, you do not have to threaten and cajole a girl in order for her to marry you. And what kind of marriage is that going to be anyway? You need to be able to trust that the God who has given us the journey is also the God who is the provident, the provider, and is able to provide for the journey. So if you're appointed into a new position, it will certainly have many challenges, but God will provide.